We now have the tanks are splitting into two columns on either side of the entrance to the square. A couple of water trucks have been brought in, and we've also seen armoured and armoured police. We've also seen military police go down one of the side roads. As you probably know, while we've been in the square, a couple of what I think are F-16s have been buzzing us very low earlier in the day. They've disappeared off the scene. Helicopters have been flying low over the square as well. We're told that the soldiers in the Abrams tanks that we can see in front of us are from the 2nd Armoured Infantry Division. I'm told that their barracks will be on the pyramids.
Right, so confirming those earlier rumours then.
Sorry?
Confirming those earlier rumours about being brought up from the desert.
If it's true that these are the 2nd Infantry, but someone recognised the markings on the tank, one of the Egyptians here, and told us it was the 2nd Armoured Infantry Division.
So if they're bringing in water tanks, they appear to be preparing to disperse the protesters?
That's the question. I mean, we had this moment here where one round that Mubarak had fallen about 4:30, which around the city like wildfire. Everyone is hearing it, and suddenly everyone was hugging each other, and then suddenly everyone was, no, it's not true. And then these chants went up in Arabic, you know, liar, liar, liar. So, and the mood amongst people who were very positive towards the army does seem to be changing. I mean, people are very, very suspicious of the army now. They want to know, you know, why a squadron of Egypt's best tanks is sitting at the entrance to the square.
We saw footage earlier of protesters being frisked for knives and weapons before entering the square. Has that kind of changed the atmosphere?
I think they're trying to control the numbers of people in the square. When we came through that entrance earlier, and it's just one side by the Nile, everyone was being made to queue up and show their ID cards, and then people were being patted down. Because obviously there was quite a lot of violence just off the square last night and the fighting around the Interior Ministry between the police and some of the demonstrators, which is what led to some of the fatalities.
There's also been lots of pictures of an officer in uniform being held aloft by the crowd. Any more sign of that kind of thing going on?
No, I saw that yesterday, and that's happened twice now. I think it's probably the same captain who the crowd says has deserted over to the protesters, and who yesterday was being carried holding a daffodil in his hand. But no, the kind of, you know, the mood towards the army now is best described as extremely suspicious.
Any more sort of estimates on the numbers?
Numbers of what? In the square? I don't know. I would have thought in the order of sort of 5 to 10,000 now. Yeah. But more people are coming all the time. I mean, they're hearing what's going on. So we just had a very large crowd of people come from somewhere and walk past me.
Any more sort of ease with easing up of the internet and mobile phone restrictions?
Well, the mobile phone's working and we're getting text messages, but the only internet, there are a few locations in the city where you can get an internet connection, but they're very few and far between. I mean, it's still largely cut off.
Where are you now exactly?
I'm standing in Tahrir Square, looking straight across the square towards the Egyptian Museum where all the antiquities are. And on the left-hand side of where I'm standing, there are two tanks with a column of tanks behind. Then this part of the square is about 100 metres wide. And on the right-hand side, there is another column of tanks all lined up, bumper to bumper, all the way back to the overpass on Ramsey Street, which is a distance, I would say, of about 300 or 400 metres.
Okay, Peter, take care. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike.